I like the name of your podcast, Explore LA Living.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it. It's something that I kind of just put up there for a while and then tried to replace it, and all the other ideas that I came up with sucked. Or I thought they were great, but then after like a month, I'm like, that just sounds way over the top. So I just this thing just stuck. So here I am.
Yeah. Well, Ventura County.
Did
It
you say
what
you're down in Ventura?
in Ventura County, yeah.
Awesome. So we're
I'm a
neighbors, man.
yeah. I'm gonna see. I'm gonna. Do you have a Instagram?
Yeah, I'm basically across the board. I have the same branding everywhere. So if you want to find me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you can find me with Explore LA Living.
Cool. I'm just checking it out right now. So it
Yeah.
looks like you have a variety. I see philosophy, Decker. This is cool. What brings you, what makes you want to do this, Explore LA Living?
Explore LA Living is really kind of the, I think, the platform that I see being the foundation of my business, any of the ventures that I kind of partake in, especially because, as a salesperson, it's been a good run. Like, it's been a decade of just like, the effort of learning and building a pipeline of business and finding clients and those kinds of things. So I'm at a point now where I want to start kind of experimenting and kind of in the way that we provide value and service. And so it'll go beyond just for clients. I wanted something to be a platform where anyone who's interested in things that are happening in the city can explore it through our platform, through our Instagram website, et cetera. So this is, a very like early stage thing that we have. So eventually we'll roll out where we're doing, the podcasting and a bunch of other different forms, and that's why I'm on Anchor and like just kind of really getting a feel for it, trying to learn how to take advantage of it.
Yeah, what do you think of it so far?
I love it. And it's actually evolved since I first started. When I was first on here, and I'm not one of the pioneers of this platform by any stretch, but when I joined, it was more of like a social media type of thing where you would essentially, rather than doing statuses or a photo like Instagram, you would essentially just speak in your comments and then you would put it out there for your followers. And it was all internal. It was only on the app. So there was no podcast distribution or anything like that. So it's really cool to see the way that they've kind of expanded the platform, and I'm sure there's just more stuff coming. So I want to use this to the fullest to try to build an audience through, through audio.
Yeah, I love it. Let me ask you something because you're probably more familiar with the general trends. Do you ever know stuff about vacation rentals or Airbnb, VRBO, stuff like that?
I follow what we get through the different news sources that we're following. So, for example, the stuff that's here more kind of like closer to us, Santa Monica, LA, all those different cities, they're all kind of deciding what they're going to do with it. For example, Santa Monica's always been against Airbnb. And when I say against, I don't mean like they're fighting this company. What I mean is that they did not allow for residents in the area in Santa Monica to rent out their units for short-term rentals. So anything less than 30 days was deemed a short-term rental and would not be allowed per the laws of Santa Monica. So that just kind of wiped out any Airbnb opportunities. The city of Los Angeles was a little more lax for a very long time, but they just actually announced that they're going to follow similar guidelines to Santa Monica. The difference, though, is that LA allow for you to do short-term rentals less than 30 days, but it has to be your primary residence. So, if there was an investor that wanted to come into Los Angeles and just kind of build out kind of their kind of mini hotel empire and actually invest in property to utilize exclusively for short-term rentals, then that is now technically illegal. They would not be allowed to do that. So just to reiterate, in LA, you have to only rent out your single fam your primary residence to for it to be legal for Airbnb and that short-term stuff.
Okay. I was,
It might be different in Ventura.
well, yeah, that's good that you know that. I feel like the laws, it's hard to find good information. And
Sure.
like there's this guy on YouTube I just became friends with on Facebook who he has built his little empire in Houston. He has more than 20 listings and he says that he doesn't own any of them. He leases them and the way he's able to do that is he puts the lease in an LLC name and then he says the occupant, you can change the occupant. I don't know all the details, but
That's fascinating.
I've been thinking of because he started in his apartment complex. He leased another apartment in his apartment complex and then just grew it from there.
Right. And Houston has similar laws to the stuff that I just mentioned then, I would assume.
I don't know. That's why I'm saying that it's
Yeah.
hard to find like good
Yeah, that would be
information.
cool to find out more information on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ventura might have different guidelines. It's hard to say, especially because you guys, I mean, just like LA, there's so many destination cities, you know, especially along the coast. And then you still have wine country and, you know, some of that stuff. So there's places where, you know, it's a very viable option for people to want to like go there and rent out a house for a couple of days. So
Yeah.
it's tough to kind of navigate it as a real estate professional because you can understand the argument for both sides. You know, there's the long-term residents that don't want their neighborhoods to become like essentially just a fly-through for people that are coming and going to visit the local area. But then the other side of it is you know, for those that want to create another revenue stream as entrepreneurs or just want to supplement the income that they're earning from a salary position, then you know, I could see the advantages of being able to rent out your you know, or kind of buying into a second property and wanting to turn that into like a full-time short-term rental. So, you know, it's tough. Just, you know, because we're as agents or as real estate professionals, if you are a licensed realtor, you're doing the best you can to like, you know, satisfy every aspect or client base. So maybe you just kind of pick and choose your battles and just run and just pick a side and hope it's the best choice for you professionally. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it sounds like there's not really a one size fits all. Everyone has these different goals. And, but as far as we are concerned, I mean, it's, I think it's safe to assume we're in this social media game, we're in this, Instagram game and podcasting and all this. And so it's an influence game.
Sure.
And
No, I
so,
agree with you. Which is why we're both on this on Anchor, I'm sure, right?
like for example, I live in the Channel Islands Harbor, and there's a real estate agent here that's like a couple of doors away, and she has a lot more knowledge of the area and probably what's possible. But you are a real estate agent in LA, and I'm sure Beverly Hills and all these places that you have much more information specific to circumstances out there.
Right.
So it's just, yeah, I guess for me, starting with where I'm at, and because Airbnb is cool, like I've stayed in several, there's all places around the world, and it's just a matter of like, what are the goals?
Right.
What are, let me ask you, like, what are your goals as far as like real estate? Like, are you, what do you, do, are you an agent? Do you want to, what are your plans?
Yeah, I think that at this point it's a more of developing I think a brand that will allow for others to grow. I kind of want to be almost like a springboard for a lot of folks in the area because I know how challenging it is for anyone that's from scratch to really build something long term. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. I've, you know, been doing this for 10 or 11 years. I know what my strengths and weaknesses are. And now it's just a matter of helping other people Maybe avoid some of the growing pains that I went through, especially as the markets change. And we've been in almost a decade of prosperity, at least from a property value standpoint, where home values have been going up for basically 10 years almost. So at some point it's going to decline, right? It's going to turn around and we're going to be in a depreciating market. So it's going to be a new set of challenges, and I will have been through a full cycle, I think, because I started when, the market crashed back in 07, 08. So I want to help people understand that and kind of prepare for it, and hopefully create something of value that is going to stand out amongst the competition, because LA is a very competitive market, and Ventura's got its competitive markets as well. So we have to do what we can to differentiate ourselves from competitors and really earn the attention and the commitment of people that are in the market buying and selling property. So I think that's really what I'm going for, and that's why this brand is here. That's why I'm on this platform, trying to build some type of community, a following, and then just kind of take that idea and just put it everywhere.
How do you prepare for a downturn? Because for some people, they're going to be, I'm assuming, just gobbling up everything they can because this is their chance. The prices are too inflated right now, or for whatever reason, they're not getting involved. But then
Sure.
it crashes like it did in 2009, and that's the best time for them to be investing.
Sure.
Do
Yeah.
you think it'll be like a flood of activity, or is it going to be scary?
Well, I guess it de depends on how that type of shift is perceived, right? So, if you're talking to someone that's trying to buy their house for the first time, and they want their house to be in a stable market where it's actually building equity and not losing equity, then it's going to be scary. If you're talking to an investor who has been waiting on the sidelines for the opportunity to invest in property cheap, for potential of, getting it for pennies on the dollar or for some type of discount, then it's going to be a good opportunity. So that's how I think agents have to prepare, is they have to understand that the person that they're going to be catering to in a different market's going to change, because, and the psychology of a down market is also going to impact their database. So if you're an agent that focuses a lot on, primary residents, first time buyers, people that are more in a more traditional market where you're buying for yourself, for a place for you to live, then it's going to be a little bit of a challenge when things turn around. But even now, we have our challenges even in an appreciating market, because
Yeah.
buyers that are out there now looking for property, they're usually, dealing with multiple offers on something that's even worth, buying right now. So there's challenges in every market. Studying those markets and knowing what to look for before it's here is always smart. I would probably start really kind of tapping into investors that are maybe sitting on the sidelines, kind of waiting, that like to buy and hold, that look for
Yeah.
deals. I would start having those conversations now before the market changes, and really start developing those relationships and building that trust, so that when the market turns and those investors are ready to jump in, you will have already established that relationship with them, versus waiting until the market turns and then knocking on these doors of investors, or having these phone calls or texts, or direct messaging investors and saying now's the time. Someone may have already beaten you to the punch of building the trust. So I would start having those conversations early, so that the trust is there once the market's changed.
All right. Well, we have 40 seconds.
Oh, that's cool. I
Anything
haven't seen this before. Okay.
people in real estate need to know in 2018? Last thought.
I would say the interest rates are more impactful on your ability to buy something than the actual price of a property. For every percentage point that the interest rates go up, properties have to depreciate 10% to offset the difference. So pay attention to interest rates as well.
Okay, pay attention to interest rates. Really appreciate it.
Of course,
Thank you
it
so
was fun.
much.